Hi, and welcome to Online with USU. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jessica.
And today we've got Sarah Tulane, who's the advisor for our Human Development and Family Studies program. Sarah, tell us a bit about yourself. How long have you been with the university?
Sure. So I have been at Utah State for 10 years in a couple of different positions within the Department of Human Development and Family Studies. But ultimately, my job has involved advising for specifically for our online program. And then I'm also a professor, so I teach as well and do a little research.
Excellent. Well, we've got some questions for you. Jessica's going to start us off here.
Yeah, so kind of what is the importance of the academic advisor to students?
Oh, for sure. So academic advisors are really there to keep you on track. Kind of think of them like a guide on the side for your degree. So they're there to help make sure that you're staying on course and that you're going to reach that graduation destination.
How often should students meet with their advisor to, you know, check in, I guess, on this graduation track?
For sure, once a semester, just to make sure that you're on track following your graduation plan, or even just to make sure that you're ready for registration. It's a good idea to be clear about the coursework that you're adding, or if life happens and you need to adjust your enrollment or change your graduation plan. And then I would for sure suggest contacting an advisor whenever you have a question. We are here to answer your questions. That's what we are here for. And some people have more questions than others. That's totally fine. I actually love getting questions from students just because, to me, that's how I know that they're engaged with the process, that they're really looking at that finish line, wanting to finish their degree. I feel like I can accurately speak for other advisors when I say that we love to see our students succeed. That's one of the best parts about this job, is watching students reach their goals, to finish their majors, to complete their degrees. So ask your questions when you have them.
So I have to ask, what are some of the great questions you've heard, and what are some of the kind of off-the-wall questions you've heard that you've still been able to help with? And maybe instead of an unusual question, an unusual situation a student was in where they came to you for help.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Great questions. Any great questions is a question about making sure you're on track. Always. That's always a great question. That way, I know that we're on the same page, that we both know that you're headed in that direction for completion. I would say in the last 2 years, some of the most common questions that I'm getting are about finding balance between schoolwork and restrictions and issues that people have faced with the pandemic, having to filter questions like that. That's been a new set of questions that I think we as advisors have been getting a lot more of than we have in the past. So those have been new ones that we've had to connect with university resources, be able to connect students with things that they need so that they can continue on or adjust their graduation plans to fit where they're at right now.
Okay. And have you ever had questions that you haven't been able to answer? And what did you do in those instances?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So one thing that advisors do is they're kind of like information connectors. That's one of our primary roles, is I might not be able to answer some of the questions you have. For example, if you ask me specific questions about your financial aid situation, I can't really give you the most accurate information, but I can connect you with the person who can. So that's one thing that advisors do, is we make sure that you get connected with resources within the university or resources within the community. That's what we do. We're information connectors.
Awesome. Awesome.
So kind of going along with that, what can students expect their advisors to be able to help out with? Because obviously there's some limits, and I feel like a lot of students are kind of in that mode of like, oh, my high school counselor, you go to them for everything.
Right.
But advisors are a little different.
Yes.
In that regard as well.
Yes, absolutely. They are a little bit different. So we're here to help with advising with your degree or your major requirements. We're also here to help co-create semester by semester graduation plans, or if you're not at that point, even just a plan to help declare a major. We're here to help with graduation applications. We have a lot of department or college level information as well, which I know it can kind of feel like white noise, things that you kind of ignore or don't pay attention to when you get emails from department listservs. But for sure, check those out. There's a lot of great information in there. Our department loves to give scholarships. Our department has a lot of scholarships, and so does the College of Education. And we let students know when those are available, when it's time to apply in those listserv emails. We talk about registration deadlines, about graduation application reminders, club activities, ways you can get involved. Even sometimes we share that our program requires a practicum or an internship requirement. And so in those listserv emails, we'll share information when different organizations are saying, hey, we're looking for students to come and work with us. So be sure to watch for those, because your advisors are trying to share some great information with you that can help you succeed. We also help out with academic forms, like when you need to change your major. And then, like I mentioned before, we're here to refer you to different campus and university resources.
Advising is more than just what do I take, right?
Right, right, absolutely. And I enjoy fielding questions from students about careers that they're interested in that are relevant to our degree. The Human Development and Family Studies degree is one of those degrees that has a lot of elbow room with how you can apply it. And so sometimes our advising appointments are talking about, well, what are you really interested in? Ultimately, where do you see yourself working in the future? What types of things would you like to do? And then we can kind of work backwards from that big picture idea. Well, let's work backwards and make sure that we're setting up your schedule so your coursework matches where you want to go.
And so how would you suggest students prepare for these conversations and just meeting with you as and their advisors in general?
Right, so this is kind of a basic tip, but I would say write down your questions before your appointment. And I know that sounds maybe kind of silly, but sometimes I'll wrap up a conversation with a student and say, do you have any other questions for me today? And they end with, I know I had more questions, but I can't remember them. You know, and so that's totally okay. We don't mind if we get a follow-up email with that question you finally remembered. That's okay. We don't mind answering them that. But just so you can get the most out of your time when you're face-to-face with your advisor or when you're on the phone or on Zoom with your advisor, write down your questions just so you can be sure you get everything answered. Next, I would say come prepared by reviewing your degree works. Think about the courses that you have, if that's matching your current life situation, if that fits with your career goals. Review that first so that you and your advisor are on the same page about what you have for your course map coming up. And then finally, again, I would reiterate to make sure that you're reading the emails from the department or from the college that are coming from your advisor, just so that you're aware of department policies, procedures, and you have a little bit more clarity going into your advising appointment. And that will just sort of streamline the interaction and make sure that you're getting the most out of your time.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned DegreeWorks. Really quick, for our listeners, DegreeWorks is a tool that kind of maps out the degree, right?
Right, yeah.
Why do we still need advisors if we have that?
Well, we're here to help you, one, to help you navigate that, two, to help you build the plans within the tool. Sometimes it may not be the most intuitive tool to use, and so we can help you out a little bit with that, with reading and understanding that. And sometimes some things that you're looking at on DegreeWorks may not quite match up with, I'm trying to think how to say that. Sometimes when I have students who look at DegreeWorks, they may not necessarily understand how their coursework is applying or where they need to go, or even if there's a certain sequence in which they need to take their classes that may not be spelled out clearly through DegreeWorks. DegreeWorks is just a tool to help you with your graduation planning.
It's kind of like having a blueprint, but you still need somebody to help you build the house.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great tool to use, and it's something that we can use together in our advising. But ultimately, I would for sure say have that person who's going to be signing your graduation application make sure that you two are on the same page about where you're going.
So there's a lot of students who don't really know what they want to go into. So
right.
Can you kind of touch on exploratory advising and the process of then moving towards an advisor that's over a specific major once they decide?
I don't know if I can give you a great answer about everything that exploratory advising does.
Totally fine.
What are some of the things that you do with the students when they're exploring different outcomes to their degree? What are some of the exploratory type techniques or stuff that might be helpful?
Yeah. Okay. So when I get questions from students that are exploring this major, a few of the different things we talk about are maybe some of their professional goals. We talk about different ways that they could use the degree, or perhaps maybe even a minor in our department. Usually what happens is in our department, they've taken one of our introductory level general education classes, which are a lot of fun and really engaging. And so because of that, they're reaching out to say, hey, how can I learn more about this degree? How can I use this degree? What can I do with it? And so in that process, we talk. We talk about where they want to go. We talk about the type of coursework that we have in our major. We talk about how they can apply the things that they're learning. And we talk about what's going to fit best for them. Sometimes even some of that exploratory advising will be talking about maybe you want to connect with this particular advisor because it sounds like you have an interest in a different area that may be somewhat related, but there might be a different program that's a better fit for you.
So as an advisor, you're not dead set on having everybody be an HDFS major, right?
No, I totally understand. That's not realistic for everyone. But I do recognize that taking advantage of advisors, again, we're information connectors. So we will try and connect you to the best fit for you.
Excellent. What are the best ways for students to get in contact with their advisors, or the best way to communicate certain questions with their advisors? Because I feel like sometimes a question could just be an email, but sometimes it's definitely better to meet with you.
Right, yeah. The university does what it can to make advisors super visible and super connectable. So like advising.usu.edu, they have a Find My Advisor tool where you can search for your advisor based on your major. They also tend to post your advisor information in DegreeWorks. Every department website, I know in the College of Education, we try to make sure that our advisors are super visible with department websites, just so that you can find us and connect with us. So the university does what they can to make sure that advisors are visible, and we really want you to reach out to us and connect with us. And different advisors will be different in their communication. I know some advisors have Canvas pages set up for their like an advising hub, and that might be a quick way to connect with them if you're already in the major. Other advisors, their drop-in advising hours are a great time just to pop in and ask a quick question. And they might even be able to tell you, based on your question, it sounds like this question might be a little more involved. Let's set up an actual appointment. Or maybe even a quick phone call. Now, for me, I advise for an online program. So for me, email is one of the fastest ways to get a quick response if you have a quick question. And for me, I try and make sure my advisees get information rapidly. The longest that you'll wait during a work week is 24 hours, 48 hours over a weekend, just because I understand that a lot of questions you have about majors and advising, sometimes they're time sensitive, especially around registration and periods like that. But again, in a lot of that communication, based on the question, an advisor will probably say, if it is a more involved question, hey, let's set up a time to talk. I know that there are a few times that I've gotten questions from students and they have a lot of really great questions and the answers might be a little more involved because there are a lot of options. Like there are a lot of different ways they could go with their questions. And so we set up a time to talk so that I make sure they understand all the options and that we're on the same page with the information that I need to share with them.
Do you have any best practices for reaching out?
Yes, I was going to say, I actually appreciate when students ask questions. And even if I have provided the information like through mm-hmm. the Department of Serve, and so I feel like maybe I've already given them that information, I also recognize that I prefer that students ask questions just so that we make sure that everyone has got the information that they need. So best practices, though, I would say pay attention to, again, the information that you can get from the department. That would probably be the one thing that I get the most questions about around registration is students who aren't able to add classes because they haven't completed the prerequisite yet, but I've tried to let them know that information beforehand, or I've put something on, like a degree plan, I've emailed to them and said, hey, you're not going to be able to add this class until you finish this prerequisite. So just making sure that you've reviewed communication before is a good practice, which can I also give just a really quick success tip here. If you're looking for a quick response or you're trying to get ready for registration, I would for sure suggest connecting with your advisor at least a month before, sometime within that month before registration, just because advisors get a mass of emails, a mass of phone calls, voicemails.
I think the technical term is slammed.
Yes, slammed. That is an accurate description. Over registration, we just receive a lot of communication. And so that's probably the one time of year where we might be a little bit slower with our turnaround time and communication. So some advisors, we try and maybe reach out to you beforehand and encourage you to connect with us, to make an appointment with us at least a month before registration so that you're sure you can get your questions answered, everything's lined up, so that it doesn't turn into a situation where you're kind of panicked for information and we can't get back to you in a timely manner just because we have so many other questions and requests and things that are going through during registration.
Yeah, and we've talked in previous episodes about the importance of looking for information yourself. You know, when working in a class, trying to find the answer to your question before reaching out to the professor, not so that you don't bother the professor,
right. But
that so that it's faster to find it on your own than to wait for a response.
Right, absolutely. And it's the same thing with advising. There's probably information that is available to you that they've tried to share that might answer your question. And so I would say, again, reviewing that communication.
Spend 20 minutes looking before you just, you know, don't just be like, what's this answer? Let me just email advisor and wait 24 hours, you know.
Right.
Do you have any other advice or words for students in terms of working with their advisors?
Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out. Again, like I mentioned, I feel like all advisors are in the same mindset of we love to see students succeed. And that, again, that is one of the most rewarding parts about this. I love the part of my job where I get to sign graduation applications, just because to me that is, I love sending that email that says, congratulations, I just signed my portion of your graduation application. You just did a really hard thing. Way to go. You finished. And so I feel like keeping that communication open, being willing to look at your advisor as an information connector, that's an important part to help you succeed as a student.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're looking forward to potential chatting with you in the future about the Human Development and Family Studies programs itself.
Great.
But until then, we'll see you online with USU.
Thank you for having me.